And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 23rd of February, 2013. It's the birthday of George Handel, the composer, born in Halle, Germany, in 1685, who wrote his oratorio Messiah in 25 days and after said, "I think God has visited me." It's the birthday of Samuel Pepys, born London, 1633, who on New Year's Day in 1660 resolved to keep a diary and wrote it in a form of shorthand using consonants and no vowels. But when he was writing about sensitive things, his extramarital affairs and so on, he substituted some French or Spanish or German or Latin or Greek or sometimes code words. He wrote about a time when his wife walked in on him and a maidservant engaged in an intimate act. Pepys wrote that his wife, coming up suddenly, did find me embracing the girl, con my hand sub su coats, and indeed I was with my mane in her. I was at a wonderful loss upon it, and the girl also. He kept the diary for 10 years, quit because his eyesight was failing. And a lot of what we know about the English Restoration period today, we know because of Samuel Pepys. There was only one newspaper in London. It was a government newspaper. It was censored. And from Samuel Pepys, we get eyewitness accounts of the coronation of King Charles II and the Great Plague and the Great Fire of London in 1666. He loved music. He was good at playing the violin and the lute and had a good singing voice and performed in coffee shops. Samuel Pepys wrote, "Music and woman, I cannot but give way to whatever my business is." Here's a poem for today by Leanne O'Sullivan, entitled "The Chord." I used to lie on the floor for hours after school with the phone cradled between my shoulder and my ear, a plate of cold rice to my left, my school books to my right, twirling the chord between my fingers. I spoke to friends who recognized the language of our realm. Throats and lungs swollen, we talked into the heart of the night, toying with the idea of hair dye and suicide, about the boys who didn't love us, who we loved too much, the pang of the nights. Each sentence was new territory, like a door someone was rushing into, the glass shattering with delirium, with knowledge and fear. My mother never complained about the phone bill, what it cost for her daughter to disappear behind a door, watching the cord stretching its muscle away from her. Perhaps she thought it was the only way she could reach me, sending me away to speak in the underworld. As long as I was speaking, she could put my ear to the tenuous earth and allow me to listen, to decipher. And these were the elements of my mother, the earthed wire, the burning cable, as if she flowed into the room with me to somehow say, "Stay where I can reach you, the dim room, the dark earth. Speak of this, and when you feel removed from it, I will pull the cord and take you back towards me." The Chord, a poem by Leanne O'Sullivan, from her collection Waiting for My Clothes, published by Blood Axe Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.